From the Carol App for Mums, this is the Mum Debrief podcast with your host, Holly Zocalan, mum of two and the founder of the Carol App, the free mobile app connecting and supporting mums throughout their motherhood journey through community and handpicked expert-led content. The Mum Debrief is a podcast where we talk all things motherhood from the good, the bad, and the tantrums. Join us as we welcome expert guests to talk all things pregnancy to postpartum and beyond, and discuss our own experiences to help make your motherhood journey a little bit easier. We are so happy to have you here. Let's get into it. This episode is brought to you by Beauty Pie, the beauty brand aiming to provide consumers with high-end, hard-working products without the hefty price tag. Beauty Pie is an absolute go-to for affordable luxury skin products that work. Some of my favourite products include the Japan Fusion Cleanser and the Healthy Skin Moisturiser. Both are an absolute staple in my skincare routine and help to keep my skin looking youthful, glowy and hydrated. The Carol App community has an exclusive discount of 3 months free membership, where you get 70% off full price luxury skincare and beauty products. And trust me when I say their products are incredible. Go to www.beautypie.com/bp/promotions/the-carol-app to get your exclusive discount today. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Mum Debrief. I hope you're all having a good week. We are week one into the Easter holidays, so it's quite full on. But it's actually so nice having both kids together. They're playing with each other now, which is so sweet. And it's Isabella's first birthday next week, which I actually cannot believe. So yeah, all busy this end. So today we're diving into the world of postpartum self-care and navigating the new normal. And when I say self-care, I don't mean a 10-step skincare routine. I mean realistic ways to give yourself some love postpartum. I've seen so much flying around on social media about how mums have to take care of themselves, give themselves self-care, and it can be so overwhelming and so unrelatable, and I feel it myself, especially when I had my second child. Seeing all the self-care this, self-care that, it's like, well, how is that even possible, especially when you've got a new baby? So I really want to dive into this today with practical ways to take care of yourself, give yourself self-compassion, set realistic expectations, and hopefully make you feel a little bit better, especially in the early weeks of motherhood. As new mums, we often find ourselves navigating uncharted waters as we adjust to the demands of caring for our new baby, while also juggling our own physical, emotional, and mental well-being. You know, motherhood is such a journey, and there are so many, you know, days filled with love and joy, but there's also the moments there of sheer exhaustion as well. And amidst the chaos of the sleepless nights and nappy changes and colic and reflux, it's so easy to put our own needs on the back burner. But taking care of yourself isn't selfish. And actually, it's really important for your overall health and happiness as a mum. It's a necessity. And often we do find ourselves neglecting our own needs to put our families first. And this is why it's important to have conversations around postpartum self-care, to really shine a light on the challenges that we face as new mums and to provide support and guidance for finding what works for us individually. You know, we're all so different and there's really no one size fits all when it comes to taking better care of yourself. And what works for one mum may not work for another, and that's absolutely fine. So in today's episode, we're going to explore practical tips, stories from our community, and advice for prioritising yourself in the postpartum period, from carving out a little bit of me time during nap time, enlisting help of friends and family for support. We're going to offer you practical strategies for finding moments of peace and rejuvenation amidst the chaos of new motherhood. So grab a cup of tea, get cozy, and join us as we dive into the world of postpartum self-care. So as new mums, we understand the highs and lows of the postpartum period, from the sleepless nights to the overwhelming love to the anxiety. We've been there, and we really want to share these experiences and tips with you. So let's start with a bit of a reality check. You know, the postpartum period can be so overwhelming. It's a whirlwind of emotions, raging hormones, sleepless nights, no routine, and it's okay to feel overwhelmed and exhausted. And you know, a lot of our community write in and say that they feel so lost in the chaos. And from the highs of bonding with your baby to the lows of feeling like a zombie on zero sleep with hormone fluctuations, we've really been through it all. And those moments of pure joy and overwhelming love that fill your heart when you have your baby is so, so amazing. And for me, you know, the first time I held my daughter, my son, it was an instant connection. And I know that it's not the same for every parent, and it can take some time to really get that connection. But you can go from feeling super high and overwhelmed with love to also then feeling super challenged, exhausted, and overwhelmed within the same minute. So to all the new mums out there who might be feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. We've been there, and it, you know, I know a lot of people say it, but it really does get easier. The highs become more frequent and the lows become more manageable. And especially after the first few weeks and months, you do find your rhythm and stride as a parent. But it's so important in the meantime to be really gentle with yourself. Take each day as it comes, lean on your support network if you have one, and remember that you're doing your best and you're doing an amazing job. Even on the days when it feels like you're barely holding it together, you really are doing your best and doing an amazing job. But remember, you're not alone on this journey. Every new mum faces challenges, vulnerability, doubts, and it's all part of the journey of motherhood. So let's move into the topic of self-care, because I feel like it can be super controversial, the phrase self-care. And our community talked to us, messages a lot, email us, saying that they find the whole self-care narrative really overwhelming and unrelatable. And I totally get it. I'm just going to use the word self-care because it's kind of the most well understood phrase. But what I mean by that is really taking care of yourself. So let's dive into some practical ways to help navigate the postpartum period with a little more sanity. Whether you're struggling to find time for yourself or feeling overwhelmed by the demands of new motherhood, let's dive into it. So first of all, carving out a little bit of time for yourself. As any new mum knows, nap time is golden. It's a one window of opportunity where you can steal away a few precious moments for yourself. And I really want to say, instead of using the time to tackle household chores, catch up on any admin or emails, try to use this opportunity to recharge your own battery. The dishes can wait, the washing can wait. Take a bath, read a book for 5 minutes, or just lay down and close your eyes. The notion of sleep when the baby sleeps and then that narrative never worked for me. And I know that it doesn't work for so many. And I think instead of using the sleep when the baby sleeps, I would say just try to take 5 minutes when the baby sleeps, because those 5 minutes over the day really do add up and can help you feel more grounded and more yourself, even if it's just 5 minutes here and there. I know that this whole 5 minutes to yourself when the baby naps can feel like a distant dream, especially if your baby isn't having consistent naps or you're really struggling to get them down for a nap. With my son, he was not really a napper until we got him into a more of a structured routine. And I think this is where I want to say, if you have family and friends able to support you, definitely reach out and ask for help when you need it. So whether it's if you have a partner, asking them to take over baby duty for an hour so you can have a cup of tea, call a friend, or just sit in silence, listen to a podcast. Enlisting friends and family for support can be so beneficial, especially if you're unable to have, you know, 5 minutes to yourself when your baby is napping. I think that's really important. As I said at the beginning, this is going to look different for every family and every mum, so you have to find what works for you. And off the back of this, let's not forget about the importance of self-compassion. As new mums, we often put immense pressure on ourselves to be perfect, to know exactly what we're doing, to have it all together, and to do it all. But the truth is, none of us have it all figured out. There's no kind of manual for every single baby and family. When you have a baby, it's like, there you go, you should do this. Every baby is different. You have to find what works for you and your baby. Give yourself permission to be imperfect, to make mistakes, and to prioritize your own needs. You cannot pour from an empty cup. So taking 5 minutes to yourself and making self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine is really important. Prioritizing self-care is important for your physical, emotional, and mental well-being as a new mom. As I said, whether it's carving out 5 minutes during nap time, enlisting the support of friends and family, or practicing self-compassion, find what works for you and try to make it a priority. Remember that you are absolutely worth it, and taking care of yourself is the best gift you can give to yourself and your family. And when I say 5 minutes when your baby's napping, I don't mean 5 minutes scrolling the internet. I think doing something off your phone and just trying to be really present with yourself, like relaxing, calming your nervous system, is so important. And scrolling your phone is actually really stimulating. So I would suggest doing something other than being on a screen. I really want to move into debunking the myth of perfect self-care, because it just doesn't exist. You know, self-care, as I've said, looks different for every mum, and that's absolutely fine. It could be having a bath, it could be mindfulness, meditation, or having a slice of cake, or reading a book, having a cup of tea. You've got to find what works for you and to embrace that. And that's really, really important to remember. This whole self-care being a 10-step skincare routine is unrealistic, and especially for new mums. I mean, I don't know about you, but that was just never going to fit into my routine with a newborn. So I'm sure I'm absolutely not alone with this. Now I really want to dive into mum guilt, which is that little voice in your head that loves to make you second guess yourself. And I've definitely experienced that. I still do experience that. But these are some strategies that can really help managing mum guilt and help to reclaim your peace of mind. So this goes back to self-compassion, because I do think as mums, we do hold ourselves to impossibly high standards, and we beat ourselves up when we maybe fall short of those standards. But here's the thing, none of us are perfect. Giving yourself permission to be human, to make mistakes, and to understand that motherhood is a journey and that you're going to learn on the way is absolutely fine and is really, really important. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would give to a friend if your friend was going through something, the same thing as you. And remember that you're doing the best you can with the tools that you have. And this moves on to setting realistic expectations, because it's so easy to fall into the trap of comparing yourself to other mums on social media, and also measuring your worth based on unrealistic standards set by society. I do think as women, we are set such high standards for ourselves, and society makes us feel like we should be doing everything perfectly. The house should be clean. The baby should be napping perfectly, sleeping through the night. Oh, and maybe you have a side hustle as well. I think that society puts so much pressure on you, and it's just so unrealistic. And every family is so unique, and what works for you may not work for another. So instead of striving for perfection, focus on setting achievable goals and celebrating small victories along the way. So for example, breaking down tasks into manageable chunks, and prioritize what's really important to you, not what society says should be important to you. You don't have to do it all. You're doing your best, and that's all that matters. This is another thing about why I don't think we should be scrolling social media when we have 5 minutes of silence to ourselves, because social media is just a highlight reel, and it just makes you feel like you start comparing yourself, you start thinking I should be doing things this way, and it's just unrealistic and can make you feel really down. So try and get off social media as much as you can. So now I'm really excited to share some stories from our community who have written in about returning to work after maternity leave, and also mum guilt for going from 2 to 1 children. If you have stories that you want to share with us that you think our audience would love to hear from, please email us info@carol-app.com. We are here for you. We love sharing your stories with our community, reading what you send to us, and connecting with you. You know, we're all in this together, and I think that's something it's important for us to remember. From navigating the guilt of returning to work after maternity leave and feeling torn between the needs of multiple children, these are some stories that our listeners have shared with their own experiences of managing mum guilt with grace and resilience. And I think these stories really are there to remind us that we're not alone in our struggles, and that it's okay to ask for help when we need it. So first, a story from Emma. I found myself facing one of the toughest decisions of my life, returning to work after my maternity leave. The guilt of leaving my little one in someone else's care weighed so heavily on my mind and left me feeling so anxious. Every morning I kissed my baby goodbye, and when I headed out the door, I battled with conflicting emotions. I longed to be there for every milestone, yet the reality of financial responsibilities nudged me back to the workplace. Despite the constant tug of war between career aspirations and my maternal instincts, after speaking with family and friends, I found solace in the fact that I was providing for my family, and work was a big part of who I was before I had my son. And having that little part of myself back actually felt really good. And then having the quality time with my son at the weekend and evenings has been so rewarding and strengthened our bond even more than before. I think often we forget as mums, it's about the quality of time we have with our children, not the quantity. Hang in there, mums, it does get easier and you aren't alone. I absolutely love this, Emma, and can relate so, so much. I think that, you know, it just goes to show that, well, first of all, you're not alone in these feelings, and I definitely can relate to this mum guilt with work. I went straight back to work, literally days after giving birth, and it was, you know, emails and things like that, but I still felt so guilty. And actually reminding myself that I'm providing for my family, it's actually good for your children to see you work if that's what you choose to do, you're modeling that behavior, and also the quality time that you do spend with your children when you're not working, I do think can be better, because if you have all day with them, maybe you're not as present because you don't feel like you need to be, whereas if you have less time with them, you're more likely to be present with them, you know, giving them that one-on-one time completely undisturbed. So I can completely relate to this. Thank you so much for sharing. So the second story is from Sophie. My life took a whirlwind turn with the arrival of my second child. Suddenly I find myself navigating the delicate balance between the needs of my newborn and my toddler with no support around me. The guilt of not being able to give each child undivided attention made me feel so anxious, and I often found myself questioning if I was doing enough for both of my babies. However, as the days turned into weeks and weeks into months, I learned to embrace the chaos of motherhood and discovered that prioritizing, celebrating the small wins were the key to finding balance, and that the mum guilt does get easier to manage. I think this is also really important to hear if you're thinking about going from 2 to 1 children. I experience this when you feel really guilty for not being able to give both children that undivided attention. But I think practicing self-compassion, setting realistic expectations, and also if you have a support network, leaning on them for guidance and reassurance can make you feel so much better. You're not alone in this journey, and it's okay to cut yourself some slack. You know, you're doing your best. And next time mum guilt comes knocking, remind yourself you're doing the best you can with the tools that you have. So finally, I want to talk about finding your village. And this is exactly why I created the Carol app, the free mobile app that connects and supports mums throughout their motherhood journey. There's so much narrative saying it takes a village to raise a baby, but the village just isn't there like it used to be. A lot of people live far away from family and friends and are having to build their new village around them. And that's why we created the app, to connect with like-minded mums, perhaps who live close to you, or to just speak with other mums going through the same thing as you on groups, to know that you're not alone. Joining local groups, going to some soft play or play dates, going to the park, getting yourself out of the house and meeting other mums and just saying hi. You know, finding your own village is so important, and it can really help you navigate the ups and downs of motherhood together. When we support each other, we're stronger together. So I hope you found that episode really helpful. I really want to leave you with this really important message, that you are enough. You are doing an amazing job. And even when on the days it feels like you're barely holding it together, you're absolutely not alone. Be kind to yourself. Try to prioritize 5 minutes to yourself. Lean on your support network. Join the Carol app. And above all, trust your instincts and trust yourself as you navigate this journey of motherhood. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sending you lots of love. Please email us your stories, anything that you want us to share with our community at info@carol-app.com, and we will be back next week. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and a review. It really helps us to reach other mums just like you.